Hey, welcome to the Actor's Career Compass, where we give actionable bite-sized tips to help you navigate your acting career. I'm your host, Martin Benson, and today I'm going to be answering a very specific question sent to me from a listener of this podcast. He says, "One thing I would like to know is how to trim the length of a scene for a reel. Altogether, my scenes are over 3 minutes. I heard the casting directors judge the reel within the first 10 to 30 seconds. So how does an actor cut down what seems to be an already short scene?" All right, if you have a question that you'd like me to answer on this podcast, don't hesitate to email me, martin@cityheadshots.com, because great questions make for great podcast episodes. Now, I want to start by acknowledging that it's definitely hard to watch yourself performing and know what to cut. So it can definitely be worth it to work with a professional who can help when it comes to your reel. So, I mean, I'm going to share some specific strategies and tactics here, but I really do want you to consider working with someone on your demo reel. It's too easy these days to look at your computer and be like, hey, there's free video editing software and I can download that and watch a little YouTube video to just sort of, you know, learn how to cut and I'll just trim it down to the amount of time. But while that works and while I'm going to share info to help you with that, I want you to just think of it this way, essentially. So you might pay a few hundred dollars to have someone professional edit your reel. And let's pretend that you make $30 an hour from your regular job. So let's say that it costs $300, which is about 10 hours of your time, right? If you're working $30 an hour, 10 hours of your time is going to be $300, which is what you would pay the professional to edit your reel. But for 10 hours of time of your time, you're getting years or even decades of expert experience from them. Is it worth it to trade 10 hours of your time for decades of experience to help you put together a strong reel, which can then help you bring in tens of thousands of dollars of acting work, an agent, and even more things over time, right? So before we do get into the specifics of how to cut down your scenes, I would just like to briefly talk about my reel editing service for actors. So we work with actors all over the world virtually, and we can help you narrow down your footage to the best of the best moments to create a fantastic demo reel that really keeps people watching and impresses casting directors and agents. You can visit demoreelsnyc.com to see our packages and have your professional reel created. Again, even though our website says Demo Reels NYC, we work with actors all over the world. Okay, let's get into the meat of this. Let's talk about how to cut down your scenes for your reel. First off, you want your reel to be about 1 to 2 minutes long, if possible. I highly recommend keeping it under 2 minutes, unless you have tons of amazing footage and you've been in numerous major projects like network television, feature films, etc. If you haven't yet, narrow your footage down to just 4 to 6 scenes and keep your reel, again, between 1 and 2 minutes long. Never go above 2 minutes and 30 seconds if you can help it, okay? The only time you should be that long is if you have so many projects that are just amazing, then maybe you can stretch it to 3 minutes, but I would never go longer than that. Okay, the reason for this is because casting directors won't even watch your reel if it's over 2.5 minutes most of the time, unless they look at your resume and see so many great credits, then they're like, oh, okay, obviously. But if you have a resume that's got like 2 or maybe 3 credits in it, they're going to look at your reel and see the time code on it before they even press play, and they're going to see that it's over 2 minutes, and they're just going to be like, I'm not going to even watch this. They won't even press play because they're going to think that nothing in there is worth their time to watch. That why are you making such a long reel? They're so busy and they just will move on to the next person who submitted. So they literally will not press play if they see that the time code is too long and you don't have a ton of credits in your resume. Okay, so here's what you should keep in mind when it comes to cutting scenes down. So number one, and probably the most important of these, is to prioritize impact. You want to focus on the most compelling or memorable moments in each scene, making sure that they showcase your best acting. Cut out anything weak at all, because your performance must be as realistic and compelling as possible. If there's even a single moment of poor acting, the casting director will turn it off. For instance, let's pretend that you have a scene. You don't have a demo reel yet, right? So rather than having one reel with a number of 30-second scenes in it, you have one clip that's about 2 minutes long. Let's pretend that you submit that to a casting director or even an agent. And the first thing the agent sees when they press play on it is something where, like, let's say, you know how at the beginning of scenes, sometimes it can be difficult to get into it, right? So maybe your first couple of lines weren't as on point as the rest of the scene, and the acting looks a little bit fake or forced, right? Immediately, that's the first impression that this agent or casting director is seeing when they watch your scene, and they're going to just turn it off like that. It's boom. It's like, all right, I'm done. I'm not watching any more of this. I'm moving on to the next person. Sounds mean, sounds harsh, but it's the way that they think, because they're so busy with things that they're not going to say, like, oh, maybe the rest of this is better. In their mind, you submitted them the best possible version of your acting, which is this scene, or even this reel, if you put like a scene at the beginning that doesn't have something perfect in it. The first thing that they're thinking is, well, if this actor thought that this is the best possible performance for me to see right away, clearly they're not as good as they might think, or they're not as good as I need them to be for this, so I'm moving on. And that's it. It's over. So that's why you want to cut out anything that's even slightly off with your performance and make sure that your reel is only showcasing the absolute best of the best. Okay, they're judging you by the worst moments that they see in your reel. Now, prioritizing impact, it means starting your reel with either a very emotional scene, a super professional, high-end, like high-budget looking scene, or a scene where you're performing with someone well-known, like a famous actor. Or it could be if the content of what's being discussed in your scene is also super interesting or engaging. That's considered high impact as well. Like, for instance, a polarizing topic or something taboo or very emotionally charged, right? The idea of your reel is you want to hook the viewer right away. So you want to put that type of high impact scene at the very beginning. And slowly, as you get towards the end of the reel, if you have stuff, it doesn't have to be as high impact. Now, second tip that I have around cutting down those scenes is to tighten each clip by trimming the fat, as my old high school video production teacher used to say. So you want to look for areas where you can tighten the editing or remove unneeded pauses or less essential actions to make the scene more concise. Now, you want to make sure to keep the other actor in the scene talking, basically, so that the scene flows smoothly. Like, you don't want to cut out the other person's lines, but you do want to make sure that it's focused on you. So you can cut some of their lines, I guess, and especially if their performance was off at all, like, that's a dead giveaway to a casting director that the project wasn't professional. You know, some actors think, like, oh, I'll look better if the other actor in the scene is not good. But that's not the case at all. They're just going to be like, oh, well, if this actor performed with another actor that was bad, then clearly this scene wasn't a very professional project, and this actor is probably not acting in high quality stuff, right? So anyway, the idea is you and the other actor need to have strong performances. And then when you cut down on the other actor's lines, right? So, like, let's say that the other actor says a whole bunch of lines, you could cut out most of that stuff so that it still makes sense. Like, what you say to the next person, and when it cuts to the other actor talking back to you, even if you removed a bunch of their lines, the storyline, like, you're able to follow the scene. It needs to flow smoothly. And you want to make sure that there's not too many jump cuts. Like, you don't want the scene jumpy so it feels like, you know, on you, and then for a split second on the other person, and then back to you, and it's just hard to watch and not enjoyable. And you don't want major jump cuts, or any jump cut if possible, in your own performance, because that's a dead giveaway that maybe you edited something bad out of the scene. So, for instance, if you have a longer monologue segment and you want to shorten it down because maybe part of it is boring, you should cut out the part that's boring that you don't want, but then cover it with sort of a reaction shot of the other actor looking at you. This way it flows smoothly and whoever's watching it doesn't realize that you chopped out a portion of your performance. Otherwise, again, they're going to wonder, oh, are they like editing their reel to make themselves look better? Again, it's very complicated stuff that I'm explaining here. It's totally doable, but this is, again, one of the reasons that it makes sense to work with a professional who knows how to do this stuff and can specialize in really like helping your final reel look super smooth and engaging. All right, let's move on to number three here. So you want to be sure to highlight your range in your reel. So you want to focus on different emotions like sadness or anger. And make sure to highlight special skills that you have, like accents, languages, other abilities you might have, like singing or dancing. Those types of things are generally not good to remove from your reel unless you've already covered them at another point. Like if you have two scenes that show you singing, well, you probably only need one of those. Which leads me to number four, which is remove redundancies, right? So get rid of repetitive or similar scenes or even similar segments of scenes. Like if you're just talking for a long time in a scene, you can cut most of that out and then only use the part maybe where you're more emotional, like you're sad or you're angry or something, because we don't need to see it. If we've already seen like a standard talking part of you, well, fine, that's enough. Now I want to see some other emotional part. Okay. You never want to give casting directors an opportunity to shut off your reel, because basically the second that they think, oh, I've seen that type of scene or performance before, that's when they're going to turn it off and it's over. So at the end of the day, remember that a great reel is about quality over quantity. No one cares about the context and what each scene is about. So you don't need to worry about giving all this backstory or explaining the scene. And that's another reason that it can be helpful to work with an editor, because the best editors will not ask you what is the scene about before watching it. They should be watching your scene with fresh eyes, because that's exactly how a casting director is going to do it. A casting director won't know what the scene was about. So if a real editor who asks you what it's about and then like they edit the scene thinking that the story is going to be obvious to other people, that's not necessarily the case, right? Someone might watch it and then just be totally confused when they see the scene and not know how to judge your acting because the scene just doesn't make sense. Like you're talking about something that happened earlier in the film or whatever, and the viewer doesn't understand the context, and so they can't judge your performance from it. So that's why it's really good to have a demo reel editor who does not watch your clips in advance, because sometimes it might even be something as simple as like, oh, I couldn't hear that word that you said clearly, so I got confused in the scene. But if they watch it like three times in a row, then they'll be like, oh, I know what he was saying there. Right? A casting director is only going to watch your reel once, so if they can't hear what you said, then basically, the whole idea is you want it to be specifically made for someone who's only going to watch it one time with no context awareness. So casting directors, again, they don't need the backstory. They don't need explaining of the scenes. They only care about the emotion and the performance itself. This means that you can shorten your reel a ton. Believe it or not, casting directors don't actually want to see a lot of you. They just want to see enough to be intrigued so they can call you into audition or submit a self-tape. As I said at the beginning of this episode, if you need help putting together your reel or you want feedback on the work that you've done, send me an email at martin@cityheadshots.com. I can take a look, we can chat, we can set up a consultation and go over your current reel or just create a brand new one from scratch. My team can help access most footage regardless of where it is, if it's hosted online or whatever and you don't have direct links. All you need to do is tell us where we can find it and then usually we're able to get it. And because we're using it within the context of a simple reel that's for private use, it's not a problem generally. And that's pretty much it, though. Thank you for listening. As always, all I have is one ask. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the show so you don't miss future episodes. And if you're already subscribed, please leave us a review. This helps by making these episodes much more easily findable for other actors, too. You can subscribe on Spotify or on iTunes. Thank you so much, and I will see you soon.